Abortion is killing. Abortion is murder. Abortion is killing and murder. Well, that's what I think. What do you think? Christians are often accused of being far too abortion conscious, concerned more with life in the womb rather than life after birth. That is, say, pro-choice critics. Children born into difficult situations, essentially unloving and unwanting homes, should be as much a priority as those in the womb. I sure agree with that, don't you? And they are. They are, with so many evangelical Christians who firmly believe that caring for children without loving parents is an integral part of the pro-life movement. Proof of this has occurred over the past 15 years as an extremely impressive network of organizations have been started and grown for just that very purpose. There is an organization called Christian Alliance for Orphans, or CAFO. Christian Alliance for Orphans, or CAFO. Hundreds of faith-based organizations are involved, offering services and expertise which range from the recruitment and training of foster parents to providing assistance for kids aging out of foster care. These organizations come together annually, as they did this past May in Kentucky. Entrepreneurs and committed Christian servants who constantly search for ways to improve the critical child orphan services they render. There are those organizations which have long standing, such as Focus on the Family. You know them, do you not? We sure do, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, and Bethany Christian Services, two excellent family and children serving organizations. And there are dozens of new such organizations and ministries, such as Replanted Ministries, ever heard of that one? Or Patty's Hope and Reese's Rainbow, among many, many others. These organizations can be concerned with post-placement support for adoptive and foster families, and counseling, and training, and housing for biological mothers of kids in foster care, and special needs of all kinds. Boy, it's great to know that, isn't it? These Christian and evangelical organizations are as good or better than any in the industry. These organizations for children were in every state, spread across our great country, and even international. They were working independently, often in isolation, when many began to realize that there seemed to be a certain competition between them. And they began to realize that they could do far more for the good of mankind and our Lord if they found far better ways to cooperate and work together. But the tremendous demand in the United States for loving parents was overwhelming, and the driving force behind the new together mentality, CAFO, began to formulate a basic priority. They became more concerned with keeping children with their biological families while at the same time working to improve their domestic situation and their individual lives. What a great organization, this CAFO. Although that was the top priority, many of the organizations provide support for foster care and adoption as well. Further, there are experts and experienced workers who have founded what they term bridge organizations for the purpose of recruiting and training church leaders to bring this critical family work to the attention of their congregations. Perhaps the right motto would be, train up a child in the ways of the Lord and right living, and when that child is old, an adult, he or she will not depart therefrom. Love that one, don't you? Oh, this work is so critical in this day and age, which seems to care little about the traditional family, and in fact, in many ways, breaks it down. The pastors who are trained give sermons on foster care and adoption, and volunteers are trained, and the work grows. So much can be done for so much good. Congratulations to those pastors who see the need and step up in the pulpit and respond. To be sure, not every family can take in children, whether to provide foster care or adoption. But there is so much that can be done. Families and individuals can furnish clothing and furniture and tutors and mentors and transportation and social activities such as ball games. All are valuable and necessary. every family can do something. Few, if any, of these evangelical organizations, members of the Christian Alliance for Orphans, receive any kind of public funding. They can't, I suppose, because they are Christian and proud of it. They get nothing from federal, state, or local entities or governments. They make it clear, these organizations do, that they are such a child support organization, evangelically based. Thank you very much and praise the Lord. Critics, of course, can accuse the organizations of doing the work so that they can make converts of the children. But these critics are reminded that the motivation to do this critical work can come from the instructions of the Apostle Paul, who clearly taught that every man and every woman must tend to the family first, even before the church. Family bonds are not only the sum and substance of society, but the most important asset of any human being's life. Said one CAFO principal, adopting or fostering or becoming involved in the life of a struggling family is far more costly and beneficial than mere proselytizing. Boy, is it ever. The family indeed can become more securely bonded, and the roots of morality planted more deeply with every experience of the Christian faith. Such faith, along with everything secular and societal which a family needs, are the two sides of the coin, both absolutely essential for a well-functioning family and for children, don't you think? Scripture teaches that there are three main and critical factors and forces in this world, namely faith and hope and love. And the greatest of these is love. So many of these abused and neglected children, which CAFO and its organizations help so much, never have known love. The CAFO organizations know how important that is, and they bring to every God-called task a heart-warmed love. Said one CAFO leader, being loved is the most transformative power on earth. Amen, and amen again to that. And it surely is, both human and divine. Virtually every single human being has love and caring for children, don't you? Boy, I sure do. Especially the young and the firstborn. Oh, they are so beautiful. So I ask you, my fellow Americans and fellow Christians, where you live, look up the Christian Alliance for Orphans, CAFO, the Christian Alliance for Orphans, so that you can see the works of these good organizations where you live. Perhaps the desire will be placed in your heart to participate, to do something for such an organization that you identify and can emote with, and for the good of God's children. The good organizations connected with CAFO welcome any help or support you can give. We Christians should remember how Jesus himself loved children, and remember his words when he said, allow, permit, suffer those little children to come to me, for they, the children of God, are the substance, the essence of his kingdom. It's such a tragedy that these little children are often suffering, and yet they're so innocent. They're hurting, yet they are still, for the most part, full of wonderment, treated sometimes hatefully, but yet innately loving, and ready to be more so if we would give them the opportunity. Perhaps you could do for them, or even for one of them, as unto him. CAFO would be grateful, and so would the carpenter from Nazareth.